The Catholic Archbishop of Dublin has asked the Pope to designate a new cathedral and basilica in the city centre. Archbishop Dermot Farrell announced plans to ask Pope Francis to make St Mary's Pro-Cathedral on Marlborough Street the cathedral of the Archdiocese and to designate St Andrew's Church on Westland Row a minor basilica. Last year, the Archdiocese said it was engaged in a process which may see St Andrew's as the city's cathedral and St Mary's becoming a basilica. A cathedral is the seat or usual workplace of a diocese. Dublin has two in St Patrick's and Christchurch, but they both belong to the Church of Ireland. St Mary's was labelled as a pro-cathedral by the Vatican in 1886 because it intended to build a bigger one when money became available. Archbishop Dermot Farrell is with us now. Thank you very much for speaking to us today.
Thanks, Kevin. Good afternoon.
Why did you change your mind on this?
Well, I didn't change my mind. As you know, last year I made an announcement which was really about a principle of a cathedral being flanked by another church for outreach at the city centre. And I did say there were logistical reasons why Westland Row might be suitable for the cathedral. But, and that's, I think these were well demonstrated, for example, by an ordination there last week. I think it was a capacity and sightlines. But there are more than logistical reasons when you come to the consideration of a cathedral. And I set up a project group a year ago to look into all of the aspects as to which would be the better location. And that group reported to me not so long ago, and having did a little bit of discernment, prayer, thinking about it, I came down on the side of asking the Holy Father to designate the pro-cathedral.
Were Northsiders unhappy that the cathedral may be moved to the south side?
I don't know. I've received very little correspondence from anybody. I'd say I've received probably less than four or five letters.
So
some for Westland Row and some for St Andrews. I didn't get involved. I left it all to the project committee to do all the investigation work. Ultimately, you know, this is about mission rather than about buildings as to the mission of the church. And sometimes, you know, we become overly focused on the particular buildings rather than what the buildings are about. They're about, I suppose, strengthening the civic heart of the city. They're about reaching out to people. It's an exercise in hope. It's not an exercise in optimism. But hope is really about people, and it's about hope is about God. And if we lose sight of that, I think we lose sight of where we're actually going as a church.
You mentioned that ordination last week. You called for solidarity towards migrants at that ordination.
I did indeed, yes.
Being given tents to live in, moving them on from the canals almost on a weekly basis to other tented accommodation. How would you characterise the treatment of migrants in Dublin?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, when we look at the plight of those who are suffering in far-off places, we that's one thing. But we tend to sometimes filter out the suffering of those that are closer to home, that we find on our own streets. And their needs require responses for us. They can be challenging. They can be upsetting. And it has been suggested that the moving on of them from these, what you could only describe as egregious living conditions, might form some part of a strategy of deterrence. I can't accept for a minute that public authorities operating within the confines of the framework of this state, which at its foundation, if you like, repudiated the philosophy of what was rightly called the odious poor law, would actually resort to such an approach. And I am confident, I suppose, that everybody concerned is trying to act in good faith. And notwithstanding that, there are challenges, absolutely. But we have to do better than just tolerate an entirely foreseeable dehumanization through what was squalor and disease, say, in Mount Street. And the public authorities, in turn, I think they have a right to expect the citizens of this Republic and the people of this city to support them when they do what is required, not only just as a legal duty, and there is a legal duty, but also the common humanity. And that's what really worries me, you know, that in terms of there are fellow human beings.
Archbishop Dermot Farrell, thank you very much for speaking to us on the programme today.